Hello to all of our SIP listeners. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman of Technology Expresso bringing you another STEM information podcast. I'm excited because today I got my Black EOE journal in the mail. And for those of you who may not know, the Black EOE stands for Employment and Entrepreneur Magazine. It covers the whole range from whether you're in corporate America or whether you're have your own business and maybe an employer in this sector. So, and one of the things is that it always has intriguing articles that cover everything from finding a job, education, partnering in events, and business related to Black employment and entrepreneurship. The Black EOE Journal can be found at blackeoejournal.com. You can look at it virtually, or you can order and get a subscriber and get copies of it sent to your home so that you can share it with family, friends, colleagues, among your various groups. The mantra for the Black EOE Journal is America's leading African-American business and career magazine. And on this month's issue is Pharrell Williams. And Pharrell, some of you may or may not know, was the executive producer on the movie Hidden Figures. So he's very much interested in inclusiveness and diversity and about sharing stories related to our contributions. The article that he's featured in actually is highlighting a new line of clothing. He's using clothing to kind of spread the message of inclusion. And the line is called Hue, spelled H-U, and it's available in stores. And one of the items in his collection is gym shoes, and stenciled across the top is human on one foot and race on the other foot. So again, one of the things he says is, despite our many hues and differences, ultimately he wants the clothing line to show that we're all a lot more similar than we think, and that we're all part of the human race, and that's what we have to continue to remember. Another article, as I flip through, is everything from John Legend to voice and executive produce a virtual reality animated series. And of course, virtual reality animated series caught my eye. And as I, you know, related to STEAM and STEM, and, you know, oftentimes, again, the A and STEAM starts for art design. So producing and being a part of a virtual reality animated series definitely sounds like a very creative endeavor. The virtual reality will be with a Rainbow Crow, an animated series with a startup company called Baybab Studios. And forgive me for my pronunciation, I may be totally butchering that. Let me be clear, it's spelled B-A-O-B-A-B Studios, if you want more information. The other thing that is very intriguing, and again, it's funny that this magazine doesn't have STEM in the title, but article after article, as I flip through it, highlights how intertwined STEM is in all that we do. One of the other articles that caught my eye is The Art of Influence. And this is Judner Aura, that's J-U-D-N-E-R-A-U-R-A. And he has 131,000 Twitter followers, 170 Instagram followers, and more than 946,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. And so he has definitely learned the art of influence through social media. And so kudos to him and to so many others, too, that are understanding that it's not just a toy or just something to tweet about or follow celebrities. People are actually creating their brands through social media, through having content that appeals to people. One of the things that Juttner Aura does is evaluates and reviews different technology, such as phones or headphones, game devices, PC, Mac products, and every other type of consumer tech product. So his videos are touted as being useful, whether you're a tech aficionado that likes debating about certain products, and or if you're the novice just trying to figure out what's the best thing to buy next. Ultimately, what reels people in Aura's likable and relatable persona on camera, and that may well be his ticket to creating a monster following. So check out his videos. Maybe learn a thing or two if that's something that you want to repeat or take notes from how he's become successful in that way. Another article, Yara Shahidi. You've heard me talk about her most recently. She is the Blackish star that has been applying to colleges and promoting STEM education. She was on the Teen Vogue magazine talking about her applying to college. And one thing that's very unique, she got a recommendation letter from First Lady Michelle Obama. And furthermore, she got accepted to every college that she applied to. Again, kudos to her. Shahidi, if you don't know, she's a Minnesota native, and she plans to double major, probably something in the arts, but also she likes science and math and maybe even a minor in social justice. So she's still kind of debating that. She has picked up her interest in social justice from starring on the acclaimed TV show that tackles tough issues, including race relations in the United States. Listen to my previous podcast about Shahidi talking about even the challenges of being mixed race and being called out and singled out for that. Very interesting. Zendaya's name is also in the Black EOE magazine. Zendaya wants to bring tech to kids in need. You know, it's just amazing, these young people who are having the opportunity at celebrity at a young age, and how socially aware they are. This is definitely a new generation, and they're setting the tone. On top of her starring in and producing one of Disney Channel's biggest shows ever, Casey Undercover, Zendaya has landed roles in two huge films, Spider-Man Homecoming and The Greatest Showman on Earth, along with inking a record deal, designing her own fashion line, and starring in her own Zendaya app. Even with all this and all her other amazing opportunities, she still has time and wants to speak out on behalf of others. She wants to raise awareness about the water crisis in Michigan. She wants to raise awareness about Black Lives Matter movement. She was a part of the Marching on Washington for Women's Equality. And so now she's partnering with Verizon with the hashtag We Need More campaign. So find out more about that. Again, these are some amazing young people. Very impressed with Black EOE magazine and all of its articles. You know, as I flip through each page, I find something else that's intriguing. I read about Baron Davis and the Black Santa Company and the things that they are doing year round. Disney honoring the 6 Tuskegee Airmen during a flag ceremony. These are living legends. So every opportunity we have, recognizing them. And there's even more about the first Black racer in NASCAR history, and that story being told on the big screen. Well, I'm not going to give it all away. The last thing I'm going to say is there was an article on Chance the Rapper landing on the world's greatest leaders list. So we've got some amazing young people that we need to be very proud of. And there's some great positive stories out there. If you can't find them, then stay tuned. Continue to follow Technology Espresso because we will find them and bring them to you. Don't believe the hype or what they say on television. For every story out there where there's a negative or even degrading image, there are many others. And we must support magazines like Black EOE Journal to make sure that the messages keep being and the stories keep being repeated and told, and that we're countering the negative press with positive images. So, thank you for supporting Technology Espresso. I'm off for now to go find some more positive messages and bring them your way, and updates related to people of color succeeding in STEM. Thanks for now. Talk to you later.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.